Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
I am so glad that you didn't ask me to spell that, Anthony.
I don't even know what it means.
Well, we're going to round out our show today with an update on the ongoing brouhaha, there's another thing I can't spell, over taxis and credit cards in Boston. A 2-year-old policy requires cabbies in the city to take plastic via one of two expensive and reportedly unreliable mobile card swipe systems.
The processors extract a hefty fee, so cabbies would much rather take cash. It's led to more than a few disputes between drivers and passengers. The last time Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa reported on this for a couple of weeks ago, Megna got a little frustrated and said this.
Horrible, shall we say.
You know, Adam, honestly, I'm still waiting for the day where I can actually just pay with my cell phone.
Indeed. I mean, I think I'll tell you.
It's a good point.
I only make good points, Adam. And as you can hear, Adam is back here in the studio with us now.
Yes, Megna. Ever since that you said that, I really did want to get to you an answer about when that day would come, and I think that the answer is soon, but not quite as soon as we might think.
Well, you had a piece on Morning Edition this morning about some new technologies on the horizon, so why don't you tick through a couple of those?
Sure. Well, there's one that the Metro Cab and Boston Cab fleets already offer, which is a smartphone app called Taxi Magic. You plug your address into the app to request a cab, and then you can watch the cab drive toward you on the little GPS map on your phone, which is super cool. And then at the end of the ride, you plug your fare into the app, and it charges your credit card, a credit card that you've put on file with them. Okay. And it's pretty neat.
Well, it sounds really great. So does that not solve the problems we've been talking about?
Not really, because it's hard to describe, but from an IT standpoint, Taxi Magic actually kind of mooches or piggybacks off the existing system that's already in the cars. And so all of the fees still apply. And plus the passenger, me, I pay a surcharge. That's $2.50. Now, you could potentially circumvent that whole infrastructure and pay your cabbie with PayPal, right? Which you'd use, you know, when online with eBay and stuff. But that would require you both to have smartphones with you with the PayPal app in the phone. And not everybody has that, of course.
Right. Well, me being one of those people. And so when I originally asked you that question about cell phones, I was thinking about, some of those systems that we see in Europe that actually allow you to pay for, say, a parking meter just by sending a text message.
Right. And that's what this company in London called Dash Taxi has just in the last few months started to offer to cab users in the UK. You just send a text for the amount that you want to pay plus the driver's ID number to Dash Taxi, and then the company charges the card that you have on file with them, and the driver gets a receipt texted to him immediately so he knows you actually paid. And the service is really cheap because there's no equipment involved, right? It's just the phones that everybody has anyway.
So tell me that we are going to get that in the hub of the universe soon.
Well, you got to remember that any payment system has to be approved by the Hackney Division of the Boston Police Department, which has regulatory authority here.
So your answer is not soon.
Well, I asked the cab regulator there, Mark Cohen, how he would feel about like a pay-by-text model like Dash Taxi. And let me play you what he said.
Yeah, you can't do that in Boston.
Why not?
Because you're not allowed to negotiate fare. You're not supposed to do that.
Adam, what exactly is he talking about?
Took me a second to figure it out. Remember that the prices for taxis are regulated. They're set by the city. And when you pay with a credit card using the current system, the fare is automatically sent from the meter to the credit card machine. So there's no opportunity for the driver and the passenger to maybe haggle over the price. It's all locked into the system. So Cohen there is saying that if you just text your payment from one cell phone to another, that presents an opportunity for people to fudge the price one way or another. So he doesn't like it.
So I can think of another system of payment that does that, fudging the price. Hello, cash.
Indeed. But I feel like, you know, as Mark Cohen and other cab regulators are deciding which forms of payment they want to allow, they're trying to construct a more perfect future. They're setting the bar very high. They want it to work better than cash. And I think that the mixed experience that we've been having with the current credit card system has made everybody even more shy about adopting new methods. Though Cohen, you know, for what it's worth, says that he's keeping his mind open.
Okay, well, on this point, actually, the New York Times reported this morning that Google is about to unveil a system that allows people to pay for stuff by waving their phone in front of a kind of reader that senses credit card information in a chip in the phone.
Yeah, and Taxi Magic, which is the company I mentioned earlier that's already working in Boston, is experimenting with a similar service right now, but it would involve special equipment still, just like any of the other things that we're talking about. So it probably wouldn't save us any money.
Okay, so Adam, overall, I mean, just to be clear, I just want to pay what I owe and maybe a little tip and not get any grief, really, even though I sympathize with them, from a cabbie about the way that I choose to pay. So is there any technology that can make that happen?
It could help, but this all gets back to the basic public policy issue, which is that there are going to be some processing costs associated with any system that we use. And in Boston, the regulators chose to put those costs on the driver instead of the passenger, creating this inevitable moment of friction at the end of every cab ride. And that's not the way that it has to be. In London, the passenger pays the fee.
So why did we do it this way in Boston?
Well, because we made credit cards mandatory at the same time we gave taxi drivers a 16% hike in what they're allowed to charge, you know, the meter rate. And it was felt that hitting the customer with that plus the credit card surcharge would just be a double whammy.
Okay, so I can now hear listeners out there saying, well, the cabbies got their rate increase to help pay for exactly this processing fee. I've got to pay that whether I pay with plastic or not. So really, what's the complaint?
Well, it's a perfectly fair question, but it comes down to this. Boston changed a lot of rules 2 years ago when they made the credit cards a requirement. There was also a new car requirement. They tried to make hybrids mandatory, but we all know how that went. But regardless, every driver I have talked to, and I've talked to a lot, they all report a net loss of income from 2 years ago. And these guys are just feeling really, really squeezed. And I'll tell you that $4.50 gas isn't helping.
Yeah, not them or anybody. Well, Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa, I will have you back here when I can actually pay with my cell phone. But for now,
we'll do it together.
Thank you
so
much.
We'll drive far, far away.
Thank you so much.
And Meghna, here's a question for you. What's the most important thing you remember from your college commencement keynote speech?
I'm not sure I remember mine, but someone sometime mentioned something about sunscreen. Was that a real speech?
It might have been. Anyway, tomorrow on Radio Boston, we're going to be talking about some of the most memorable commencement speeches, some of the very worst. Here's a memorable quote from Stephen Colbert at Knox College in 2006. I have two pieces of advice. First, being pre-approved for a credit card does not mean you have to apply for it. And lastly, get your own TV show. The hours are good and it makes you famous.
If only it were so easy. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.